To date, 127 legal cases have been filed against the Trump administration's actions since President Trump took office. That's according to a database maintained at New York University. The cases challenge an enormous range of subjects, from the president's national security powers to the firing of tens of thousands of federal employees at the Pentagon, to the Justice Department, and to agencies created by Congress that are supposed to be independent. Joining us now to talk about all of these lawsuits is NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. Hi, Nina.
Hi there, Elsa.
Okay, let's take the first area of these cases. This is where the president traditionally has the most power, national security. What's going on there?
Most prominently, that's the one in which Trump invoked the Alien Enemies Act of 1798 to deport several hundred alleged Venezuelan gang members by claiming they were part of an illegal invasion. The law, however, has only been invoked three times in American history, and then only in a declared war. This is the case where the administration is in something of a standoff with the chief judge of the Federal District Court in Washington, D.C. here, James Boasberg, because Boasberg ordered the administration not to do what it did while the case was underway, and the administration did it anyway, prompting Boasberg to order the planes that were in the air to turn back, which the administration did not do.
Why might the president not have the power to do what he did here?
Because the Alien Enemies Act, according to most scholars, was meant to and is written to deal with wartime emergencies only. In addition, even people who should be deported are guaranteed due process under the Constitution, and it's not clear that all of the people being deported have had a final hearing. The president has likely picked this battle because, after all, it's what he ran and won on. In addition, in this category, I would put the administration's effort, so far unsuccessful, to ban automatic citizenship for some people born in the United States, a right pretty explicitly guaranteed by the Constitution.
That's right. Okay, what other areas of executive power are you seeing litigated right now? What's standing out?
Well, there are what former Ambassador Norman Eisen, who's shepherding a lot of these lawsuits, calls core rule of law cases. Those are the cases seeking to prevent the administration from gutting agencies and cabinet departments by summarily firing tens of thousands of federal employees. For shorthand, let's call these the Elon Musk cases, involving what power a private individual has to gain access to government databases that are supposed to be private. An individual who's not been confirmed by Congress to do things that Congress has not authorized. Mm-hmm. And under this umbrella, I would put the administration's efforts to make life much more difficult for lawyers who bring cases against the administration and news organizations who cover them. For example, some 20 major law firms have been targeted for alleged DEI violations, and the administration revoked the security clearance for a major law firm, which could put it out of business.
What about what Trump and his allies are calling attacks on the deep state? Like, where would that fit into all of this?
Well, I think they're somewhat different because they're attacks on the control of the agencies. So, for example, the president is trying to fire a member of the National Labor Relations Board who has 3 years left on her 5-year term. Now, the Supreme Court back in the 1930s said the president could only fire agency commissioners for cause, meaning misconduct of some kind. The current Supreme Court conservative supermajority, however, has been eating away at the outer edges of that precedent. So the Trump administration has, I think, a pretty decent chance of prevailing when and if these cases get to the Supreme Court.
Okay, well, we've heard that President Trump has called for the impeachment of the judge in the deportations case. Has the Supreme Court weighed in on that yet?
Well, today, the usually reserved Chief Justice John Roberts issued this statement. For more than two centuries, it's been established that impeachment is not an appropriate response to disagreement concerning a judicial decision. The normal appellate review process exists for that purpose.
That is NPR's Nina Totenberg. Thank you, Nina.
Thank you, Elsa.